Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another day of waking up to the reality of having a God that loves us, that has dealt with sin in every way on the cross for us, and is now ruling and reigning to bring us into the life, the true life, the eternal life, the godly destiny. And we appreciate that. Thank you, Father. We thank you that the joy of being a child of the living God is hearing your voice. And we just thank you for hearing your voice and just keeping our focus day by day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Galatians 6, verse 11 to 13. See what large letters I use as I write to you with my own hand. Those who want to impress people by means of the flesh are trying to compel you to be circumcised. The only reason they do this is to avoid being persecuted for the cross of Christ. Not even those who are circumcised keep the law. Yet they want you to be circumcised, that they may boast about your circumcision in the flesh. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world.
Hallelujah. That word boast is also the word glory. What do you glory in? What do you boast in? And then that's also what causes you to shine. What is beautiful to you? And what is beautiful to us is that this is not the righteousness of the man. This is not the righteousness of the flesh to please man. This is what God has done for us. So it's the righteousness of God that He has given us life and life in abundance, that He's dealt with our past. We all came in with self-righteousness and unrighteousness, but praise God, God met us and He's leading us. And that's why, again, it's so important to hear and be instructed and be motivated on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, staying in tune with our shepherd. Because that's what a disciple is, a dedicated follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that way, we won't miss out on anything. God is bringing us into our destiny, into the wonderful plan that He has for us. So I think of the scripture again, when He is not lighting the fire, when He's not instructing you, then you will lay down in shame. So that covers so much, all the self-righteousness and the unrighteousness. You will lie down in shame. But then the beautiful, if you just take the same chapter and you go, when you let Him instruct you on a daily basis, He refreshes you, verse 4, so that you can refresh others. So you've been encouraged, enlightened, and motivated, and you can enlighten other people. And then because this is the righteousness you're living in and is life to you, and it's not just words, it's a reality. You enjoying God, but then you again, you can't please everyone in that. So you've got the people shooting their darts. They've got the people trying to bring you down. And simply because this truth has not fallen into their own hearts and this is not their way of life, but you have the backbone and you have the jawbone. So you stand fast. You don't turn to the left or turn to the right. You stay with your God. And then what does He say so beautifully in that there? You will not be ashamed. Amen. These voices and this deception will all be exposed because you're standing together with your God and you are walking in the light. So He will always be on your side and always come through. But yeah, it's not a life without testing. So we have the testings. So the whole main thing is just stay in tune. Amen. You have got a shepherd. You've got a mighty counselor who is a mighty God who brings you the everlasting things of the Father, and so that you can have peace. The peace of God can just embrace you and keep you. So be blessed, arise and shine, stay in the light, stay in tune, develop on schedule, and don't turn to the left or to the right. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.